Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Listen, O'Brien's done a great job there. They've got a heck of a football team, and we respect the heck out of them. We didn't play very well to start that game, and we've got to do a better job the next time of starting faster. But I was proud of the guys for hanging in there. I didn't see anybody drop their heads and, you know, hang their heads and so on. Everybody kept a positive attitude and were able to turn it around.
Yeah, I mean, 51-7, I guess you could say you turned it around. That was Andy Reid when asked about playing the Texans.
This is so ridiculous, this 51-7. No one really focuses on all the, like, what was it, 24-0? How come we don't focus more heavily on that? That should be the equal the story of 24, of 51-7. People should also be talking about, you know what, I know we talk about the 51-7 second half and a final score, but what about that first half? Why can't that get equal talk?
Weren't they trailing at the end of the first half?
Equal talk. Well, okay.
Yes.
Yes,
technically. It was 16 minutes in that they led 24-0, and they trailed at the half.
Yeah, technically. Okay. Why doesn't anyone ever talk about...
Actually.
No, 20 minutes.
No, that's from a... Like, if you follow everything by the letter of the law...
Yeah, they were actually losing at halftime.
Yeah. Yeah, so.
I just got something super disturbing on text.
Well,
you guys are familiar with, I guess he's called Wood. Do you know who that is?
No.
You also know him as Black Guy Sitting on Bed.
Why are people saying the memes?
Earl Thomas?
No, it's not Earl Thomas. Oh. He's a defensive tackle, this guy, or at least a beefy linebacker, I would say, probably. Okay. You know which meme I'm talking about, John.
Yes.
You've seen it a billion times. There was a new one where he is the stinger of a murder hornet. It's quite clever. It's been a while since I've seen one, so it actually fooled me. Whoever sent somebody in my Quetus group sent it to me.
Well, don't send it to us because I hate those.
Yeah, well, I got it sent to me, and for a second I'm like, man, that thing is really scary looking, these murder hornets. And I'm like, oh, wait a minute. I see what the stinger is now. It's been a while. I wasn't sure that I was seeing what I was seeing, and it is what I was seeing. So I forwarded it to another group that includes a couple in our neighborhood and my wife, because it just became a thing on that one too. Like, there's been tons of those memes sent out, and then he sent a new one out that I haven't seen, and then came the Blue Angels. Apparently, Wood was in the formation with the Blue Angels as well, in the V formation. He's just under it. And my wife says, oh, how I've missed seeing these. Excuse me? Hmm? You don't need to miss seeing...
Excuse me?
That, no. No, you don't put that on a tweet. I miss seeing these.
Frankly, there's just too many white people.
We cannot... Hmm.
Is that what she said? Frankly, there's just too many white
in this string, in this text string. Did she say that? Might have.
Mm.
She might have.
All right, so back to the schedule. And this is interesting. What matchup have you circled on your calendar? Chiefs at Saints, Chiefs at Ravens, Chiefs at Saints, Texans at Chiefs. Jason Reed says, talking about starting off right with a superstar quarterback matchup, Deshaun breakout numbers. Bears executives probably shouldn't watch this one. And then Kevin Seifert said it as well. He said Texans at Chiefs. How can we look past the annual kickoff game? Texans blew up their roster after losing a 24-0 second quarter lead to the Chiefs. Can they get any closer to the Chiefs, or will they once again be humiliated? Oh, that's great.
Well, I can see where someone would say that from a national standpoint. And even local standpoint, You know, let's not write out Deshaun Watson. Deshaun has a way of showing up in the big games. We'll see how everyone else does. JJ's going to be healthy in week one.
The Saints game last year, Deshaun looked great.
Absolutely.
I thought that was going to be a blowout, and he made it. That was one of the most exciting games of the year.
Yes.
So when the schedule came out, it's not surprising. The number one game was the the Saints' first game. I think who's playing at the Saints?
The Bucks.
The Bucks at the Saints is their first game, home game?
Well, I don't know if it's the first home game. I know that's the first
game. No. The first home game for the Saints. I'm sorry. The Raiders in their new stadium.
That's
the
week
Raiders.
Two, right?
The Raiders' new stadium that's the number one game that was sought after. Raiders' schedule. And I'll pull that up. Anyway, that was number one. Saints at Raiders. That's why I knew the Saints. Saints at Raiders was the number one game sought after because that's the first home game for the Raiders in Las Vegas. So that makes sense. After that, the next three were Cowboys games. For whatever reason, the Cowboys at the Rams, I guess because Cowboy fans will fill up that stadium and they'll dominate it. Well, not like they dominate in San Diego, but or in L.A. with the Chargers. But they will. I guess Cowboy fans will want. I don't know why that was one. The Cardinals at the Cowboys was number three. That'll be an exciting game. And then the 49ers at the Cowboys was the fourth most sought after game.
Which one are you more excited about personally? Texans at Chiefs or the next week when the Ravens come to Houston?
I'm not really thrilled with either of them. If you want to know the truth,
what do you mean?
I don't like the way the season starts.
Well, you got to measure yourself against the best. It's also a chance to get out of the gates quick with two wins,
or the other way.
You'll be dogs in both games.
Yeah, and do you like the matchup against the Chiefs?
No, not in Kansas City. No, I don't.
Like
but
did you like how the Ravens worked out?
I actually think the Texans and Ravens are going to be a much better game than last year.
Okay.
When you are playing in front of zeros of fans in Houston, it gets loud.
That is a thing.
What's the home field advantage? There's a lot of with the schedule release. The one thing that is left unsaid, and I texted four people, and two responded. Who are prominent front office people in the league. And I said, are preseason games being mentioned? Are these just placeholders that they're putting this out here? And they said, yes, absolutely. It's just a framework of normalcy by putting a regular schedule release out. Mm-hmm. You know, because I was like, this is strange to see. I thought that all the talk was and what I was told is, yes, we don't know what we're going to do. But you put it out. And that's what the schedule is for right now. But obviously, it's extremely fluid. And I think the thought is that there may not end up being preseason games. But they have to put it out there as placeholders.
Yeah, no. Hey, you put out your whole schedule. And and I don't know if you've seen, but every team that plays in week two has the same bye week as their opponent.
Yeah, so, I'm really. This is what really interested me is one of the scenarios I've seen calls for the season starting later. Now, if everything's opened up and because we're opening up now, right? And I see that, you know, Georgia has been open and they had their spike and they're having their little issues they have. We'll have ours. We'll have our surge. But if this happens right now in May and June, there is a chance that you will see. There's a chance that our vantage points will change and our filters will change in terms of how we see this by July. And maybe September will seem like a normal. I still think you're going to see a lot of the same things you see right now with masks, people wearing face masks, and there's still going to be social distancing. I don't expect to see a full crowd. But maybe you will see a regular schedule. Well, I know one that was talked about was one that starts in October with no bye weeks.
Well, So there's a real possibility, and this is what really could happen, is you start the season October 4th, and the first three games all move to the back of the season.
Oh,
and then the Super Bowl moves from February 7th to February February 28th. That's a real possibility of the way that the combine could go.
Will have to be moved. Then everything moves back.
Everything
moves
back. Everything could move back.
I have more time to get
one
players done.
Everything could move back 1 month, or it might even be October, for whatever the case may be. But they have got it in Tampa, where the Super Bowl is going to be movable. And I think they open up another maybe even a couple more dates, and probably all the hotels have all put are all on hold for that those weeks for all of February and whatnot. But what the real plan is that we're going to do what we're doing right now, but we could absolutely take that first month of the season, even the first 4 weeks, and move and start October 11th and move all of those September games into January.
So, John, with there being talk of a rapidly expedited vaccine that could show up in September, that might make, if the NFL thought that they could get more people into a stadium, then they would 100% delay. 100% delay. They'd move everything back. The draft back, combine back, everything. Everything moves back. If they could do that. So I think some of the scheduling stuff is also going to depend on that directly, because they are in all the professional sports leagues are in contact with the White House and the government in terms of where that is right now and what's going on with that. They're all in contact. So they all have those discussions. And so I think that the league is hopeful based on information they are getting. And then from there, now they can't read headlines, because if you read headlines, you won't always stay hopeful. Because it's almost like the headline writers are like, even when it's a good article, the headline writers are able to write a headline that is very scary. And I'm surprised that we don't see headline. NFL releases schedule that could be a schedule release for the death of millions. Like, wait, what? This is just a schedule release. Why did you have to write that? Why did you have to write a schedule release thing?
A schedule release?
A scary schedule release headline. although millions are not expected to die because of the schedule release, a doctor in Germany believes it could happen. What? Why are we making that the headline? That doesn't feel like the body of the article.
That's not something. It's not a joke.
Scary headline writer can make it a thing. Let me tell you something. Headline writers have gotten me before at NFL.com. They've gotten me before where I had to make a fuss.
And writers will tell you, we don't write the headline.
No, it's the worst. Headline writers, now that you have to fight with new media and in the digital space for getting clicks, headline writers are just playing the game the way they have to, which is, man, we got to get people's attention.
I know you say that, but I do think that article last year that came out and said, Will Greer is not as good as you think he is, West Virginia fans. I think you wrote that headline.
Mine would have been way worse.
I feel like you
I'm like,
wrote
what
that
are
headline.
Y'all talking about? That's how mine was.
He blows.
Will Greer, ? What the fuck are y'all talking about? He ain't no first rounder.
731 ESPN 97.1.
G'day, Sam Windsor from the Houston Sabercats here. Rugby's simple. Make tackles, hit rucks, score tries. Almost as simple as using the app. Stream ESPN 97.5 from anywhere, even down under.
This is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Friday morning, everybody. John and Lance, along with Dell and I. Lance will be here till 10, and Dell and I will bring it home until 11 o'clock right here on ESPN 97.5. What's going on, man?
Well, just an exciting day of the post-schedule release day. It's consider it a holiday, you know?
I don't know about holiday, but it certainly was. It was a four-hour show, a three-hour show on ESPN, which they have nothing to talk about, so I understand that. But they would have done it anyway, I think.
Well, it was that way previously. It was a monster.
Yeah. A lot of interesting information coming out yesterday. Boy, when you look at – well, first of all, first of all, the Texans are a good enough team, and that'll say something about the Chiefs' schedule this year. The Texans were the best opening game for them. That was of all of the teams. I mean, maybe you could argue the Colts. You could argue maybe the Titans because they got to the AFC rematch of the AFC Championship game. But they're boring. I mean, I don't know that, you know, that, oh, man, can't wait to see that Titans game. But the Titans were enticing enough with Deshaun Watson to be the number one game, yet they weren't enticing enough to get another primetime game. That was interesting.
Yeah, sometimes it doesn't make any sense to me how those things work out in terms of how it ends up playing out with the national television games. I do think that when you look at the Texans, it's really going to be about, especially when you consider the first game is, do you think that's Deshaun versus Mahomes, or do you think it's playoff? Do you think their thoughts are Deshaun Mahomes, or
Deshaun
do you think
Mahomes.
It's playoff? Big first half versus big first half or big second half.
No, it's Deshaun versus Mahomes.
You think so?
You mean is that how you're going to market it, or are you going to market it?
No, no. Why did they come up with it?
Oh, because because if you look at all the other teams that they're going to face at home this year, Deshaun has the most star power.
Because that's the showcase game.
Yeah,
I mean that's the showcase game. It's the jump off after coronavirus.
But you're But you're limited to the eight teams that they're playing at home. Yeah. So that's because you could, if you wanted to make it the showcase game, it would have been Kansas City at the Ravens.
Well, no. They made that the showcase game to start the season off with.
No, but they made it the showcase game because that's...
Well, I realize that's who's on their schedule.
Yeah.
But I mean, that just tells you something about the national allure of Deshaun Watson versus
Mahomes. I think it tells you something about the crappy schedule at home schedule that the Chiefs have.
Well, who are the big games that you're looking for? You mentioned Ravens. Who else?
What do you mean? It
depends. In a perfect world.
In a perfect world, you would have another rematch with San Francisco. In a perfect world, you would have Green Bay. You would have.
I don't think Aaron Rodgers and Green Bay is necessarily ahead of Deshaun right now.
Oh gosh, but Lance, if that's the case, then why do they listen? It was before now until this year that every team had to get a Monday night game. The Texans didn't even get a Monday night game.
But I'm going to tell you that this is the realization that we need to have, despite our problems with what Bill O'Brien has done in the offseason. This is the reality is. There are still schedule makers who still like some of the appeal of the Houston Texans.
If you go down the Chiefs' home schedule, which is the only way they could have done it, they're not going to send them on the road. It's kind of barren. The Panthers,
really
the Jets at home, the Raiders, obviously, division
Panthers
opponent.
At home,
the Patriots
the
without
Falcons.
Tom Brady. In fact, the obvious choice, I think, if it had been flipped, was the Saints, but that's a road game.
But why is it a road game?
Isn't that how the rotation goes?
Because and 4 years
the
ago,
algorithm goes?
Oh, eight that's
years
right.
ago, 8 years ago, that the Saints
Wait,
went there.
Are we sure? Hold on a second. I don't think that's necessarily true because the Texans went on the road to the Raiders multiple times in a row.
I think it's an algorithm just, thing.
And Miami, too, I thought.
I think it's an algorithm or winning percentage thing. I don't think it's just simply they pick, okay, you were on the road last time.
It can't be because you could have had Titans or Saints.
Yeah, it's all about them
before the schedule came out, the Texans were going
that's
to
right,
the Chiefs
they knew,
and the Chiefs were
yeah,
going
that's
to
right.
the Ravens.
They knew the home and the road. I'm trying to remember how that's determined, though. That is determined from the last time the AFC went, because you got to remember now, it's not just AFC West versus, you know, AFC South. It's the number one versus the number one and the twos and two. So you can play multiple same team multiple times.
Well, that's the only difference. That's the only difference is where you finished on the schedule. There's two games at home that change. Otherwise, you have the same schedule as all the other teams in your division. So there's only two games. And that's when the Texans ended up at the Chiefs. But when you look at the Jets, when you look at the Falcons, when you look at the Panthers, when you look at the other teams, the Texans were, I don't know that they were an obvious choice, but they were.
It's a pretty obvious choice.
Look, it's the safest choice. Here's what it would have been if Tom Brady was still a Patriot. It would have been Patriots Chiefs.
Yes, but yes. It is the obvious choice.
Yeah.
No matter what you want to say.
Were a possibility.
That their team is a snooze. When's the last time? Go show me their division championships.
Well, go show me all the Texans Super Bowl appearances.
Doesn't matter. That team is so far removed from that Super Bowl, John, and you know that. I was working at a different station at that time. I mean, that was a while back.
Yeah, but you're always working at a different station.
that could happen every
other
year.
But come on, the Falcons. What did you think about their playoffs run the last couple of years?
They
stink.
And what did you think of the Texans playoff runs?
Yeah, they're in it. I don't know. They're in it. They had a good game going against the Kansas City Chiefs. You're not going to win that one, John. The Falcons versus Texans.
Texans are more
appealing.
They picked the right team. Yeah. The Texans are the right team.
Because of
the teams that are on the schedule.
Here's what I want to make sure we do. We don't do, John. That we don't become surly hometown team who is like looking for all the negative stuff with the hometown team.
I'm just making logic of this, because here's the deal, Lance. They were good enough to be the number one game, and yet they got zero more primetime games.
Thanksgiving's not primetime.
That's not primetime. That's a noon game on Thanksgiving. Primetime means at 7 o'clock.
Well, the Baltimore-Pittsburgh game is a primetime game.
No, well, hold on a second. The first game is a primetime game.
That's right. I said they got the first game, and they didn't get another one.
But
that's
is it primetime when you're going to Detroit? Detroit's always the meh game. The Cowboy game has always been the featured
Detroit's,
game, right?
No, but the right. – no, any – all of them are, frankly, the late night game is the one that people don't talk about. It's always the Cowboys and the Lions all of eternity.
Lance, primetime means at 7 o'clock. That's what primetime means.
No, but
so anyway, yes, it does. Yes, it does.
What's the most important game? It's always been Lions and Cowboys. Then they threw the the Cowboys became the third game, the late night game, right?
Right.
No,
and it's the sandwich game
in
that case.
But here's the deal, though. No Sunday night games and no Monday night games.
I don't care. They don't deserve it based on this. But you know what? The Rockets didn't.
What are you talking about? They're the number one, and they were playing. Honestly,
what did we talk about all offseason?
Here's why, and it's the same reason that the Astros get the noon games. It's the same reason that every time we're in the playoffs, we got an afternoon game for the Astros. It's because Houston doesn't rate that well.
Okay, then that's all it is, and there's no other conversations.
No, absolutely. It's because Houston doesn't rate as well as other cities.
Well, then I feel like we've wasted the last 7 minutes. Then if it's that simple, there's really no reason to talk about the other stuff, about who's the hot team and the hot game and all that stuff.
Well, but listen, Deshaun and Deshaun deserved, and because of the rest of the teams on the Chiefs schedule, they absolutely deserve to be that number one team. But what I'm pissed about is, really, you're not going to showcase this team other than being the Thursday night game to start the season, and then they get no showcases again? That's bull.
That's
a load of crap.
Not really. You got to prove yourself every year, and the heat on the Texans is not great. They lost their best player. Their best player is gone. That's not something that heats up a team. Like, you know what's awesome is that their headliner, J.J. Watt, can't stay healthy. The best player on the team got traded, and now the second best player, Deshaun Watson, is still there. That's the headliner, obviously. That's the big, big draw. But I don't – the Texans right now are a team that is in a similar situation as the Houston Rockets were when they didn't have national television games. Remember that? The year that – was that the year – no, when the year Chris Paul came in, it was after their disappointing 2016 – was it 16 when they finished 41-41? They had a year here recently, I think it was 3 years ago, where they didn't hardly have any national television games. There just weren't a lot of national television games. And then they had to flex them into national television games because they ended up being really good. That's the problem is, right now, there are up-and-coming teams. There are up-and-coming young quarterbacks. Deshaun has had his up-and-coming status. He's no longer an up-and-comer. He is kind of an established quarterback. And so I think, you know, Lamar Jackson, I need to see how many times they have him on national television. But Mahomes and Jackson right now are the dudes in the AFC. And the NFC is going to be San Francisco, Russell Wilson, Aaron Rodgers. Like, there's a lot of competition for the headline television games. There's a lot of them. And honestly, how much do you really care? They get their asses kicked on the regular in those games anyway.
But here's the deal is, and you still, everybody has to have a primetime game. But it was, the fact of the matter was, and maybe ESPN balked at it because ESPN pays the most for all of, for their contract. And it's the least favorable product. It is the least watched product, I think, of all of them, if you want to know the truth. And the Monday night game. When Monday night used to be the showcase, Sunday night is now the showcase. So ESPN pays more. Now, ESPN also pays for all the highlight one of the reasons is because they pay for all the highlight shows that they do all the week long. They can use the NFL name and in their shows and everything else. So that's one of the reasons that they pay more than anybody else. Nobody uses the NFL more than ESPN does. However, ESPN probably balked at, wait a minute, not everybody has to be, because when you looked at some of the matchups, and ESPN was getting destroyed because they would have the Jags and the Titans on a Monday night, or they'd have, you know, they'd have to have a crappy Chargers team against the Jets or whatever they had to do. And they probably balked at it, and they probably didn't. Listen, they wanted to get a boost their schedule a hell of a lot more, and it's not a bad – their second game is going to be the Chiefs and the Ravens. And so a bunch of teams, and this is kind of a bad thing, though, is because everybody needs to get as much spotlight as possible, and the Texans just got left by the wayside, which sucks. They got the opening night, and then the Lions game, which you could argue it's going to be a watch game. It is one of the feature games. It's the only game on at that time, which is a good thing. But other than that, the Texans aren't going to be featured. And I think you're right. And I think in large part it is because of the offseason that the Texans had, the controversial offseason, with Bill O'Brien being crucified, not only here, everywhere. Everybody's saying, what the hell are you doing over there? And it probably cost them some national exposure. Now, whether or not you need a national, I don't know. You look at the Cowboys schedule. Now they're the Cowboys, and I get it. Did you see yesterday that the top games that were sought after the most? What do you think was the most sought after ticket last night when the schedule came out?
Save it.
Okay.
We'll come back because I don't know that answer. I know point spreads, but I don't know that answer.
Okay, we'll do that on the other side. But right now we're talking about Chastain Ford, and we're talking about my peeps over at Chastain Ford. And I got a call from a buddy, and he said, hey, man, I'm ready to pull the trigger on that expedition, and he wanted to know the details of mine because he saw mine. He saw it over at Prime, as a matter of fact, Rob. And I don't mind. I'm outing him. Rob said, hey, man, I love that vehicle. That is awesome. And I said, well, I got it from Chastain, and he'll give you a deal. I'm telling you, it's unbelievable. He said, how much you paying a month? You mind asking? No. I told him how much. He goes, are you kidding me? And I said, absolutely. And I said, you can get that deal. And actually, I got that deal before we're doing the 84 months. 84 months with no interest. How about this? Nothing down. 6 months of no payments. So during this time right now that you're struggling, this is the time, and you push all of those payments and 7 years of interest-free payments. That is unbelievable. So if you're looking for that vehicle, now, you can virtually shop. They'll deliver it. They'll sanitize it. You don't have to go there. If you want to go there, it's right on 610, just a couple of exits east of 59 on 610. Homestead, not Hempstead, just 5 minutes from downtown. You're looking for that Ford car or truck. The best place to buy it right now, Chastain Ford. Tell them I sent you.
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 98.7.
Wait, what?
I said 98.7. That's my show.
Let's try this one more time, okay?
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 97.5 FM.
You
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Hi, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Yeah, correcting myself, not every team got a Monday night game. Every team got a Thursday night game.
Yeah.
Every team got a Thursday night game, not a Monday night game. So, but even still, not getting a Sunday night or a Monday night game is not good for the organization.
Yeah.
Not good for the organization.
I want to read something very, very quickly because it's going to impact the rest of the show. He said, big fan of the show here. I'm not going to mention his name because I don't have his permission, but he just says, big fan of the show. We all have COVID fatigue. As a doctor, I know it's not leaving, but can we have part of the show today just about sports, assuming it's gone? Talk NFL, college, schedule games like it's going to happen. Other sports like they are about to start and issues teams have. Don't follow up everything with if these games are ever played or only if there's testing, etc. I'm not asking for all happy radio talk, just COVID-free thoughts for part of the day. Everyone, including y'all, may find it refreshing. And you know what? To the doctor, absolutely.
But wait a minute. You haven't given your death totals yet.
I know. We have perspective that we...
Although you did say millions would die.
Okay, well, that's the headline writer said that. Mm-hmm. The headline writer for the schedule release.
But
you know what?
Can't we get our update first before...
No, things are going great. Things are going great. No, that's it. He said, sweet, I'll listen on podcasts, so I'll catch it later. If you ever need some cardiology input, hit me up. Hopefully I don't, no. Doc.
All right,
hopefully I will never hit you up. But from now on, I'm just for 7:35 timestamp, and boom, just a regular year.
Okay,
from now on.
So this. I mean, when you saw the start of this schedule,
mm-hmm.
at the Chiefs,
yeah,
the Ravens, at the Steelers, and the Vikings, and Warren Sharp has put out already, there's no tougher start to the season than the Texans. Now it eases up. It eases up a bunch with Jacksonville in week 5 at Tennessee, but then the Packers. Then they have a bye. What is their record 7 weeks in? At Chiefs, Ravens, at Steelers, Vikings, Jaguars, at Titans, Packers.
3-3.
It's 7 games.
Oh, 3-4.
I think if they're 3-4 at that point, it's a pretty good start.
Yeah. I think it's very possible. There are losses. You got to remember now, the Vikings lost 3 cornerbacks. Their top 3 cornerbacks are all gone. Don't forget that. Everson Griffin is gone. The Vikings have sustained. Stephon Diggs is gone. I know they added Justin Jefferson, but he's a rookie. The Vikings have sustained some pretty big losses this offseason, and they're going on the road, which we don't really, you know, we'll see. But so I don't. You know, and I think the Steelers, I don't necessarily think the Steelers are going to be the most dangerous team. We'll wait and see. They had their ups and downs.
Well, they were almost a playoff team with, like some dude named Buster or something.
Right, but Buster and your
– what was it?
Well, your boy.
Duck Hodges.
Hold on. Talk about your guy.
Mason and then Duck Hodges.
Yeah, talk about Mason, the great Oklahoma State quarterback.
If it wasn't for the killer,
no, he played.
Garrett,
and then
attempted murder,
no, but
then maybe Mason Rudolph would have led them to the playoffs.
The only killer was Mason Rudolph to Mike Tomlin's playoffs hopes. That's why he pulled him. He's like, okay,
he was pulled. He was pulled. It wasn't like, oh man, what kind of bad injury did he get? Oh, he got hurt with his right. He had suck in his arm. He had some
suck in
it.
To the head. How are you supposed to be
he had
able
some
to
suck
he
in
he
it.
Wasn't good before that. Sure,
just admit he stinks like all the other ones from Oak State. Mm. Just admit it. You're Oak State.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
What's James
Brandon
Washington
Wheaton
doing? Nothing.
Coming in here
exactly.
Winning games?
More known for his slappy golf. Just with a bunch of dudes out there like, have you seen this guy golf? Yeah, got to do that because they ain't quarterbacking.
Yeah. That's right.
But I'm not afraid of your Oklahoma State quarterbacks or a guy named Duck or Ben getting hurt again. No, you can be afraid if you want, and we'll get you a dog. I'll send you a dog over there so you don't have to be afraid of the Steelers.
I would simply be afraid of the Texans' secondary, no matter who's throwing the football.
Yeah.
That would be my biggest problem.
It is, but, I mean, you know, offensively – what I've heard, this is a super, super dangerous offense.
Based on what?
Everyone being healthy.
Me? Mm. Based on me?
John has said that?
No, it's going to be a shootout. I think the Vikings game could be a shootout.
Well, then good. If it's going to be a shootout, the Texans have their chances.
I'm going to go over, yeah. How about if I go over? Thanks.
Well, I mean, that's fine.
I'm taking you over right now.
I mean, how many weeks into the season is that Vikings game?
Fourth week.
You think everyone's going to be healthy 4 weeks?
Yeah, everybody's healthy. Well, that's right.
We're hoping.
I feel like you're taking your chances there.
But, okay, so the Ravens are going to be at home. Obviously, it's going to be tough to get a win in the first two. I don't think that's saying anything out of line. I think the Steelers is a game that is a very winnable game. I think the Vikings is a very winnable game. Who's game five? You said Jacksonville. I think more than likely that's a win. But we do this all the time where we go, oh, this could be a loss. Like, this has been years of us as people who have followed the Texans, as Texans fans. We look at games as potential losses first, even when we know the Texans will be favored. So Jacksonville should be a win. And then after Jacksonville, you said...
That's the Titans.
Titans will be, you know, that's going to be a tough game. And then the last game, and the Packers here. I don't know what to expect from the Packers, to be honest with you. I think Aaron Rodgers didn't play great. He's not happy. I think Aaron Rodgers and what's going on with Matt LaFleur that's one to keep in mind, because that could lead to some dysfunction on the field. So we'll see what happens. So it's really going to be about if you look at the Packers as a win, the Jacksonville Jags as a win, then you have to look at beating either Pittsburgh or the Vikings. And that would be three wins. And I'm giving you a Titan loss. You're losing the first two. That's me saying that. I think 3-4 is a reasonable start for the Texans, and then it does get a little better after that.
At Jacksonville, at Cleveland, the Patriots here, at Detroit, Indianapolis here, at the Bears, at the Colts, Cincinnati, and Tennessee. Now, those last nine games, I mean, there's easily six wins in there.
Yeah. Del, when you heard that, did you think easily six wins?
Easily. Well, I like the Texans home against Tennessee in a game that
that's fine.
In a final game.
See, I don't know what to think of Chicago. There's some real coin flippers in there. I think they'll beat the brakes off Burrow. I don't really have a problem with that. He'll be in the midst of one of the worst rookie seasons of all time.
In, Joe Burrow, on a roll.
How many weeks in is that?
I'm sorry. Yeah. Who's the second quarterback?
Alabama thought that too last year, Lance. How'd that work?
I don't think they really did, actually. Ryan Finley. How many weeks in is that Burrow game?
It's the 16th
week. Well, after the disappointment of losing to Tua in a head-to-head, I don't think Burrow's going to recover, because I think the Dolphins play the Bengals in week 13 or something. So Burrow, downward spiral from that point forward.
He's never lost to Tua yet.
Well,
Why would he start now?
Well, he will. He will. So, yes, he has. What are you talking about? He lost in 18. What are you talking
18
about?
18 was an actual season where just stunk.
Did Tua even start that
year? Yes.
He blasted them. They got shut out.
Let me check the scores. Let me check the score to see what happened.
I don't believe they scored a point in that game.
Let me check. I think Burrow may have beaten him in that game. 29-0.
I didn't score a point.
That's right.
Gerald Burrow was in the middle putting up Jarrett Stidham numbers that season. That's what he was doing.
Jarrett Burrow?
Yeah, that's what he was in 2018.
No, Stidham was better than Burrow in 18.
Let me ask you guys this question. Who was the last number one overall quarterback pick to win his opening game?
Well, it wasn't Deshaun. Because he wasn't the first pick.
He wasn't the number one overall
pick. Didn't have
a Kyler didn't win. That was a tie.
Let's see. So Baker didn't.
Well, Baker didn't. Oh, yeah.
Did Sam Darnold?
Well, was he one overall? You're talking about the first
three.
Overall
That's first
pick.
Overall. God, now I got to go. It wasn't Kyler. It wasn't. So I got to go to first quarterbacks. Let me start in 06. So it's not Matthew Stafford. Who are the other first quarterbacks? Not Jamarcus.
David Carr.
2000.
What?
Who?
You got to go all the way back to 02?
David Carr.
Of course, Jamarcus was
the last one.
Like,
he was the last
up there even earlier.
Number one overall pick to win his first game, and he beat
the Cowboys.
Well, we know that.
And the score was
17-10.
No. You know the 19-10. Score.
19-10. Yeah. I can't remember now.
How could you not remember?
We're so far remembered from those. We're so far distanced from those glory days.
We're socially distanced from those days?
Yes, we're socially distanced from from those days.
Joe Burrow's first home game is against at home, or first game period is at home against the Chargers. So he could possibly end that streak, right?
How about that? David Carr and Joe Burrow together.
I'm sure that's very comforting for Cincinnati fans. We just compared you to David Carr.
That's right. That's right. Great. Both have great hair. Great hair.
Does Joe have a weird fascination with his family too?
No, I don't think so. I think they're like a normal family.
Okay.
They
won't be out of practice
at the draft. Did he have a girlfriend snatching his phone next to him? No. He just had his mom and dad.
No, because
wholesome
Joe.
That's who he is.
No, he's already separated from whatever thing he was doing at LSU because, you know, Cincinnati is a bastion for thoughts.
It's my fault for turning this into Joe Burrow.
Yeah,
radio.
That's on me.
Yeah, it's on me.
Joe's already got his Cincinnati pipeline already.
That sounds like something Trump would call him. Wholesome Joe.
Wholesome Joe.
You got
a winner.
Joe. Winner. He's never lost. Always been undefeated.
But we already know who the star is of the quarterback class. Tua has two of the top three selling jerseys already. Because one's a star and the other guy's named Joe.
Frightened Justin.
Frightened Justin. Oh, Herbert. Skittish Herbert.
Skittish Justin. Scared. The most scared quarterback. Ratings low for the Chargers. Lowest ratings of all time.
Nobody wants to watch him play.
Nobody likes him. Sad, skittish quarterback.
Stadium. Nobody wants to go
full
there.
Full of Eagles fans. Frankly, if we played no games, and no players, no fans in front of skittish Justin, it wouldn't matter because it's the same as every other. Home games are irrelevant. What would Trump call?
745.
We call him just Hawaiian Tua. It would be something basic like that.
He'd probably get him wrong and call him Tongan or something.
Yeah, Tongan Tua.
You think he would even know?
No, Invisible Jordan. No one remembered the guy. No one. He was forgotten. No one. I was the only guy that remembered Jordan Love.
I called him to the Packers.
What?
How'd you know? I told you. Jordan Love to the Packers.
I'm going to give you a name. Remember this name. Nate Stanley.
Nathan Stanley.
Nate Stanley, great American, Iowa. I love Iowa, folks. Loose meat sandwiches.
Him and C.J. Beathard, my favorite.
How about we take a break? 746 ESPN, 97.5. Don't go anywhere.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back on ESPN 97.5. So the Texans schedule, 7 o'clock game to start the season, a 3:25 game. They have one 3:25 game. And the rest are all noon except the 11:30 game against the Lions. One 3:25 game, that's against the Ravens in week 2. After week 2, they don't play afternoon. Afternoon. Now, they do have a game that could be flexed, and that's the Colts in Week 15 at the Colts. They'll either play on the Saturday or the Sunday because some games move to Saturday. And if the Texans and the Colts are fighting for a division, or maybe even if one of them is fighting for the division, they might move it to a primetime set. I would imagine it'll be the 4 o'clock, not the 7 o'clock Saturday game, but they might move it to Saturday. Otherwise, it'll probably be a noon game. Every other game is at noon, except after the second week of the season.
Yeah,
I just think it's I just don't. I mean, I'm not a big complainer about the. Although it is a little disrespectful. The Astros get
the old. You insulted them a little bit. You got a little out of order yourself.
It is. It's a little insulting to the teams, and this is a little insulting to the Texans. It really is that no Sunday night. No, well, they got the first Thursday night, but no Monday night. I mean, that just sucks.
Are they the only division winner with this type of returning division winner with this type of lack of respect?
I would imagine. We'd have to go through every division winner.
Well, we know the Saints have multiple.
I wonder what the
hashtag earn it.
No.
Okay. But there, we got it. Oh. Earn it. Hashtag earn it. I got a new text.
No thing. I thought it was for the H.
They have earned it with four of the last five division titles.
No, but now you got to re-earn the respect. Earn it.
Hmm. You have to take it back. Take your respect.
Yeah, take your respect. Hashtag take it back. You know what they should do? Hashtag run as one. They've got to get on the same page.
Aligned, even.
Aligned, yes. Run as one. As long as you're one is Jack Easterby and Bill O'Brien.
Because they're one and the same.
And then, I guess, Cal.
Who's going to be a better team? Who's going to be a better team, the Patriots or the Texans?
Texans.
Yes.
Okay. Patriots.
Patriots are about to be.
Seahawks, 720. Patriots against the Jets, 715. Ravens at Patriots, 720. Patriots at Rams, 720. Bills at Patriots, 715.
What are you reading?
Those are their start times. So, prime time games.
That's because everyone wants to see them catch a smooth ass kicking on TV.
Mm.
That's what that is.
No, well, I mean,
it's still Bill Belichick's Super Bowl history. Yeah,
six Super Bowls.
Still got a lot of viewers.
That's going to be a very disappointing
team. Let me tell you something. People are going to tune in to see them get the crap kicked out of them.
Starts week one.
I don't know.
Maybe not by the end of the year, not as much when they've lost their luster.
If they're a 4-10 team, I don't know.
But let me tell you something. What if Jarrett Stidham plays well and Bill Belichick all of a sudden is like the mastermind? And what if Tom Brady doesn't play well? If Brady doesn't play well, which is entirely possible based upon his age, but if Brady doesn't play well, do you know how much more shine? And if Belichick's getting a 10-11 win season out of Jarrett Stidham, do you know the amount of additional shine that's going to Bill Belichick? It'll be a staggering, the amount of Belichick talk that you'll hear. Because everyone's waiting for him to fall off this year because no Tom Brady. What happens if it doesn't fall off? What happens if it looks similar to last year? Because they weren't good offensively last year.
No. If Jarrett Stidham is Josh Allen, like he puts in that type of
they're
performance.
They're in the playoffs, potentially.
Probably in the playoffs. Well, they have some defensive losses.
Then why do you and I both think that the Texans are better than the Patriots?
Because they have Deshaun.
Yeah, I think that's why I think so.
And despite the lack of top 10 offenses, Deshaun, when he's healthy, is a game changer.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why.
Give me the quarterback any day.
I had a phone conversation with someone who works for a team yesterday who said, you know what didn't make any sense to me was that Randall Cobb move. And I was like, oh, because of the financial and they could have got him. He goes, well, first of all, they could have got Randall Cobb for $4.5 million. He goes, nobody in the league was paying Randall Cobb. If you watch tape, and this guy has to watch all the pro players, he said, if you watch tape, no one's getting Randall Cobb. He says, tape's not good. It's a bad signing by the Texans. From a talent standpoint and definitely from a money. He said, but he said, stylistically, it wasn't a fit. And I said, what do you mean? He said, well, Deshaun is a play extender. Play extenders don't need big-time slot receivers or even route runners. Play extenders need guys who can improvise and who can make catches. He said, Deshaun doesn't work on time. That's not his primary default, is an on-time passer. He said, that's Tom Brady. That's why Tom Brady needs route runners in the slot, because his accuracy and timing works well with that. He said, Deshaun is a guy, when the play breaks down, that's when he makes, you know, that's when he really, and he needs outside receivers.
But haven't we been saying Deshaun needs to be an on-time, when Deshaun is on time and he's throwing in rhythm, and he's hitting guys on routes as opposed to improvising. Isn't Deshaun really, really good?
Well, that's just it. Deshaun is an improviser more than an on-time guy. And I think you can want and wish and hope that he's an on-time guy.
But we've seen him be on-time.
Well,
guy,
we've
though.
Seen
we've
a been, play.
We've, as a matter of fact, we praise him when he does that.
Oh, you've seen it happen for three games in a row?
Well, that has been. Well, maybe he'll be more consistent doing that.
Yeah, I mean, we're 3 years in and we don't see that.
Now, we have said this in the past plenty, too, is that DeAndre Hopkins is a guy who does not separate. One of the reasons that he wins so many 50-50 balls is because he's got a guy hanging on him all the time.
Well, he's a great DeAndre Hopkins is a great ball winner. He separates enough. He gets late separation. He's not a window opener. I mean, he's not an early separation guy. He's a late separation guy, and that's fine too. Daryl Drake, rest in peace, wide receiver coach for years, who passed away suddenly a couple years ago. When I was asking him about N'Keal Harry, he said, "Lance," he said, "separation can be overrated if you have strong receivers." He said, "Look at your guy in Houston, Hopkins." He said, "What DeSean Hopkins does is DeSean Hopkins opens the window late." I mean, DeAndre Hopkins opens the window late. He said, with his body and his physicality, and he's a rebounder. He said, rebounders understand positioning, and Hopkins is a rebounder, and Hopkins understands how to own that space. He said, that separation too. Don't get caught up, and he said, because most wide receivers are not going to get this big separation. Don't get caught up in that. Look at Juju, what Juju did. And so he was telling me that based on N'Keal Harry, who ended up going to the Patriots. And so that's why I think that it's kind of like a guy who is a great, who is a skilled player like Dream was or like Michael Jordan. Even when they don't live on their athleticism, they're still playing at a really high level because they're really skilled. I think Hop is extremely skilled as a ball winner and pass catcher. What you have with what this guy was talking about was how slot receivers are for the short timing stuff. We've seen DeSean do it, but that's not who he is in general. And if he was, he'd be a different type of quarterback. But we've seen this with one other guy, and I keep going back to this guy. And my dad says this all the time when he watches Watson. He is a lot like Ben Roethlisberger, and I'm about to say something positive. Ben Roethlisberger got out of all the play extending, taking too many sacks, but making explosive play stuff. When he got with Todd Haley, Todd Haley forced him to do more timing-based passing. Ben fought it, tooth and nail, was not a fan. But Ben got on board, started getting rid of the ball, and it really changed the Pittsburgh Steelers. It really helped the offense. I think the same thing's possible with DeSean eventually.
That's what I'm saying. Eventually. That's what I'm saying, too.
But it's not a guarantee.
No, it's not a guarantee, but I think that's what Bill O'Brien wants more, is the improvisation is great, but it also sucks, like the Ravens game. When DeSean is trying to make something happen and he can't, when he's bowled over by a dominant pass rush and he can't make, and he tries to improvise, and what it leads it to is 7 sack games. And instead of that, let's hit quick passes. Let's do a quick passing game. Let's get hit in windows. Let's hit on time. Let's hit in rhythm. And I think that's what Bill O'Brien wants. And as opposed to the DeAndre Hopkins winning 50-50 balls, his whoopee, and instead of that, let's run the offense. And you know what? Maybe we'll get that. All right, 7:58 ESPN 97.5, top of the hour, 713-780-3776. You got any thoughts on the schedule? You're more than welcome. Come on.
Let's go.
Stay up to date with the latest innovations hitting the city of Houston by visiting innovationmap.com or follow them on any of your social media platforms. Just search Innovation Map.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.